What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Check in with the Marlins, and last night was a rough one, but playing a lot better overall. They'll play the Cubs today, 1 o'clock start there for that game. If you want to go out for a little lunchtime baseball all day, Dan Day, and the guys are going out today to watch. It's a 1:10 start. Max Meyer on the mound. If you're going out there, seeing if they can take that series. Last night, woo man. It was a 1-1 game through five. I had one of my TVs on. It was 1-1. And the next thing you know, it was 14-1. 21 hits for the Cubs. But a tight ball game there for the through the first five innings, and then kind of fell apart. Panthers last night, great win for them. Great start once again. Man, everybody wants to break this down. And it is fun when you have a team that's more and more looking like the best team once again in hockey and maybe looks like they're on their – they got to win three more, but look real good the way they played last night to get to a third straight Stanley Cup. We all look to see, Omar, you look like, how have they done this? Now, some of the guys have been Ekblad, Barkov. Some of those guys have been here for a while. And before you even talk about anybody – on the ice, whether they were drafted 10 years ago, the piece they brought in, you got to look at the GM and the head coach. You just do. And Vinny, the owner, Vinny Viola, has been about, hey, whatever you got to spend within the rules of the game, spend it. Let's do it. What do we need to do? I want to win.
That doesn't guarantee anything, though.
No, okay. No,
we've seen that. We've seen that already.
I let you right into that, and I didn't even mean to do that. So the second thing is hiring the right people. Bill Zito, I had no idea. Matter of fact, I was like, okay, has he ever done this before? You know, no, first time, okay. Somebody did their homework, though, because this relationship between he and Paul Maurice – when you look at it, for the system he plays, this guy gets him guys. The trade deadline, the work they did at the trade deadline really put them over the top. They're a deeper team now with some of the guys they've added, including Marchand, who got in a little brawl, basically got kicked out of the game last night in the at the end of the game there. But, hey, man, they're physical. They're tough. The way they play. It's so fun to have a team because we're not used to hearing this. I love listening to the national guys about their toughness, their speed, their talent, everything. And they go, oh, by the way, they got experience. They're Stanley Cup champs. Let's not forget why we're getting ready. And I know they're playing on the road tonight. This is road ice. It really doesn't matter. Look what they just did to Toronto in the last two games, 6-1, 6-1.
Yeah, took home field advantage now.
And they just took down the ice last night and said, we're taking this back to Amaranth Bank. And either way, you're going to have a win on our ice now after this game tomorrow night. So, great start. They're a fun team to talk about. They got a lot of star power. But they don't have two or three guys dominating every night. They're getting it from different guys. This thing has been about so many different guys. It's just incredible. And Marchand is part of that third line, and the guys who play with him last night, A.J. Greer, Lustarinen. I mean, these guys are playing out of their mind, So a lot of good stuff, size, speed, more talent, discipline, physical. I mean, all the things you want to say about them, they're all of those things. And then Big Bob has just been sensational. Another great night for him, 31 saves. So anyway, we'll wait. Can't wait for this next game coming up, and we'll have more the rest of the week on the Panthers as just three games away from going back to the Stanley Cup. And Edmonton and Dallas on the other end of this. I don't know who's a better team.
Listen. Let's focus in on what we got right in front of us.
Yeah, don't get ahead. But that's what we do on radio. We do jump ahead, and we can talk trash and look ahead. Hey, we haven't gotten to this that tush push thing today. The owners are going to vote. How do you think it goes? 24? Do they get 24 votes and get rid of it? Is it gone today?
I hope they don't. I suspect they will. That's the power of Roger Goodell and.
He is a powerful guy. He's making him a lot of money.
I don't understand.
Do listen to him.
Okay. Is it just because he's making him a lot of money?
Yes.
Or the circumstances and the situation? And I don't look at it.
This is not about health. This is not about health.
What is it about then? Why is the tush push under attack?
I have trouble believing if there's no history of injuries with this. Why is there going to be injuries in the future?
You know what? Going back to when we were at the owners' meeting, I forget what the rule was, but they allowed a subtle change that opened up the window and the door for the tush push. I think it's like shoving people in the back and to drive them forward, and the NFL began to allow it. I think you just have to take that out, and maybe it'll make the play safer. Maybe it'll serve as an equalizer. And I do agree. It doesn't make sense to shove people forward because you put them at risk.
Yeah, but that's
of
what we do in runs down the field now. A guy stays on his feet and he stops.
Do we need it,
and
though?
Then that needs to go too then.
Yeah, no.
The big guy's running down the field now.
I forget what the exact rule.
650 pounds behind a running back to keep him going forward.
I heard the committee talk about it, and they said, you know, if we just go back to this rule that we took out in 2014, you know, and I don't know if that's the exact date. If we just go back to this rule we took out in 2014, we don't have to worry about all of these things. And the goal should be to make the game safer. I understand that. We need to, you know, hell, we're playing flag football in the Olympics now just to basically – you know, we're given putting all this money into flag football for girls just to fuel the growth of football.
Pretty smart.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. No, without a doubt, it's brilliant.
We got some great teams down here. Some of our girls' high school teams.
Yeah, no,
ladies' high school games are good down here.
Yeah, it's brilliant, but it's about growing the game and making
Correct.
The game safer.
Yes.
And so if that's the focus, then I can understand why the tush push is going to be under attack. But honestly,
two teams are really – one team's really, really good at it, another team's good at it, and the rest of them –
You talking about Bills?
Bills are second.
Yeah.
A little lower percentage. Nobody does it like the Eagles.
Yeah, no. But
why don't they get to the bottom line? The bottom line, and I think a reason a lot of teams are like, no, we can't do that. They're just better physically than we are. They have the Eagles' offensive line. Dolphins – and Mike, I give Mike credit. Mike said, it's not fair to them. Just because we can't do it, they're really good at it.
Yeah,
we're playing under the same rules. They have a better center, two better guards, and two better and a quarterback that
can squat 600 pounds.
He gets down low and pushes people pretty
yeah,
well.
Man. Listen, I think it's horrible timing. I don't like the fact that you're trying to sneak this rule pass in, so I hope it fails. But I'm pretty sure it will because Goodell's got the juice.
You know what bothers me, and I won't get into all these rules. Football, by the way, the owners, of course, said flag football. The players can play in the Olympics, and I don't – fine. That whatever. Some of them really do. They've all said – a lot of them, the quarterbacks and receivers say they want to play and get a gold medal. I get it. The new playoff format, leave it alone. Omar. First thing is,
I don't know.
It's
I
about
don't
winning your division. I can't worry about somebody in another division having a better wild card record than my winning the division.
But it's
record.
About reseeding. This is about if you win your division, you should get a home game. And right. I think they changed that, so that's not into the equation now.
Second round, change it.
I don't mind you reseeding. If I'm a 12-win team and I just didn't win the division because I play in Kansas City's division, why should I be traveling
or
on the road?
Detroit's.
Yeah. Yeah, Detroit is, I think, Detroit.
Minnesota won a whole bunch of games, had second best record.
Yeah. Why should I be on the road for the second round of playoffs? It doesn't make any sense.
You're a wild card, man. Sorry, you happen to have a bad year where somebody, your
my
division
was
really good.
All four teams in my division can kick the snot out of you, out of your team, out of your teams. Like, that's not fair to me. And I don't disagree with that one. I don't mind receding in round two. Like you gotta allow. Like look at it from this standpoint. Miami Dolphins don't have a shot to beat Buffalo. Like unless Josh Allen misses half the season, gets hurt, or has some drastic injury.
You know, it's funny you said that. My key has been, and I'll let you finish here. You got to go 4-2 in your division if we're gonna start talking about you. You said potentially 10 wins the other day.
Yeah.
You got to get four at home. You got to get four in your division.
You can get three and sneak out some more. I'm not arguing with you on that, but like, and that's the thing. This is where, and I wrote this in the Miami Herald column. Where are your standards? Your standards for this organization are not matching up to for the football side of your organization, are not matching up to your business side of your organization. Because if you look at Tom Garfinkel is competing with the F1 races throughout the entire world. Throughout the entire world. He wants, like, look at that. Look at that big complex that they built. I turned around one day driving in the facility.
Yeah.
And that thing was built in, like, what, 6 months? Like, I just showed up one day and it was there. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
I think you're saying is everything is run so well.
Everything is run. I'll go to that facility today.
Tennis tournament.
I will go to that facility today because we have meetings with the coaches. And I promise you, because there has never been a day that I've ever been at that facility, that there won't be a fleet of five gardeners working on the lawn, working on the hedges, planting new things. I promise you, because that's what I'm used to every single day that they're there. But then you come to the football side of the organization, and it's like you look at the Buffalo Bills roster. Well, they're really good. Okay. What are you doing to make yourself more competitive against them?
I hear this a lot. Like everything they do over there is first class and really
good,
except the training facility can't be any nicer. I went through this the other day too. You got the best chefs to make sure the food's good, so those guys want to stay around and eat.
Mm-hmm.
You have unbelievable facility. Mm-hmm. The grass. He bought a freaking grass company to have the highest end grass.
Yeah, he was like he didn't like
Tiger
the fact
Woods.
That he couldn't get new grass when he wanted to. You know what he said? Let me get the company. How much for your company?
He got tired of Tiger Woods and the PGA getting all the good grass.
Like he bought the company. Because he couldn't get the grass when he wanted it.
So what's left? The football.
Getting good people to run your organization. Like, you are not in the Buffalo Bills' league, and your goal number one should be to compete for the AFC East Championship, and you are doing nothing to get there. And that's okay? I don't get it. I really don't. But hey, let's see how it plays out, because status quo won't do, according to Steve Ross.
I haven't heard that part.
What do you mean? That.
Everybody keeps telling me Stephen Ross has said.
He said that as an end of the year statement.
Oh, I didn't see it. I'm being serious. The last thing I saw was 8-9, everybody's coming back right after the game. No, I'm being serious. That wasn't a shot. Sometimes I say
No. He said in his quote, and I'll pull it up for you. He said, quote, status quo won't do. I believe in continuity, but the status quo won't do. I'm going to read it for you. I'm going to read it to you. Let me get it.
I believe you. No, that's...
I never let that go, and I'm not going to let that go because it's true. We're like 25 years, Joe, and I'm not like these fans that hammer on the fact that they haven't won a playoff game. Like, they've been competitive for the last 3 years. Mike McDaniel has a very impressive resume, and last season was his worst season, and he didn't have his quarterback for 6.5 games. Like, let's put things in perspective. He didn't have two of his best pass rushers on the team. Let's put this thing in perspective.
They're all back.
Yeah, they're all back. They should be better. But, you know, let's not pretend like the depth of your team doesn't suck.
I'm worried. Listen, everybody should be worried about the depth.
Yeah.
We got guys like people go, what do you think of the team? I go, well, I like the front line mostly. It's got a lot of good players.
No,
but
it's solid. It's not good. It's solid.
I like the skill position players on offense. I do. But I'm a little worried about the defensive secondary and depth on the offensive line. Same thing. Damn.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm in a good mood today. I couldn't figure out why, Omar, and I realized... The Panthers, man, they're keeping me in a good mood all by themselves right now. Paul Maurice and that team just loaded with stars, loaded with really good players, and the guys that come into the system all fit in like a beautiful marriage, like a beautiful marriage, the way this thing is working. A 5-2 win on the road. I don't know last time. I don't think this happened last year. Somebody could look it up. I'm not going to. Where your last three road games have been 6-1, 6-1, and 5-2. I mean, they only had 20 shots, had 5 goals. Talking about how great their goalie has been. Last night, 2 power play goals. They've only given up 2 power play goals. Carolina had only given up 2 power play goals in the playoffs. They gave up 2 last night. Just the whole thing across the board. And, you know, watching the national show and that long pregame, and I like to hear those guys know a hell of a lot more about it than I do. It was interesting. You could tell they didn't feel real good about this series. They were going, yeah, and they're beating around. Well, they got this, and they got to hype it up. Listen, man, they want to be a good series. And, oh, you know, last time these guys played, it was, you know, 4 really tight games. And even though the Panthers won all 4 of them, they were all tight games. And then somebody just finally goes, ah, shoot. Oh, they're bigger, they're faster, they're more skilled, and they're the experienced Stanley Cup champs. And it kind of looked like that last night. Play their system. Even talking about it, I saw Tkachuk said, hey, man, we're having a blast when we're together. And when it's time to have fun, we have serious fun. And when it's time to work, we take this stuff real seriously. And everybody's got a favorite player. Got a lot of great stories from guys that maybe you didn't expect to be playing at a high level. They had some great pickups at the trade deadline. I mean, unbelievable. And by the way, that's part of it in sports. Like, hey, we're going to trade you. Well, I'd like to go to a really good team, and I really like to go to the Panthers. I haven't won in a long time. I'd like to go to the Panthers. You've been really good to us. We'll do that. Brad Marchand, we'll make sure, you know what, you've been good. We'll call him for you, and thank you for your years and years of service as our captain.
Joe, it is amazing that when you build a winning culture and you have everybody a good organization,
you're right,
and you live in South Florida and you got Florida taxes,
yes,
everybody wants to be here.
Yeah, that's a good point. By the way, part of it does sell itself. We give the teams two credit. Part of it is, honey, we're going to be living are we going to go west for property, or are we going to go east for the water? Which one are we going, the boat, or do I get the couple of horses? And which way are you going?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people.
Coral Gables here, you know.
Want a Spanish-style home?
Yeah. I like
those old Spanish-style homes in Coral Gables. I love that drive. You ever go down by the Biltmore?
Oh, yeah.
They got gorgeous Spanish-style homes all over. Around the Biltmore.
Property's growing crazy in the Coral Gables, though. But, man.
No state taxes is huge.
No, this is a beautiful city, beautiful community, great weather, gorgeous women, no state taxes.
You think guys are doing that when they sign the contracts, really?
By
the way.
Gorgeous women?
Yeah.
Absolutely. No question.
You always go back. You make us all sound so sleazy.
It's not sleazy. I mean, okay, let's be real about this, Joe. There's a New England ranking, and then there's a Miami ranking. Right? We're talking about caliber of talent. We go different places. We can rank them in Carolina. We can rank them in Miami. Only thing we're competing with is L.A. and New York.
I got to tell you, and I know this is a bad example. Joey Bosa went to Buffalo, and everybody went, wow, he had some offers. He got offered real good money. Buffalo made a hell of an offer.
Uh-huh. Ridiculous money. I wouldn't have paid it.
Okay, well, they did.
Yeah, I know they did.
And we're going to find out if they're right
or
wrong.
If he's still good.
Right.
Yeah.
He's up there.
Because they signed an old dude last time, Von Miller. And
yeah, it didn't go.
Didn't work out.
Von ran out of gas.
Yeah.
There's no question.
But he lives down here too, by the way, in the offseason. I got to look if he signed with somebody.
Who's that?
Von Miller. He's here.
I got to tell you, Von's, if he didn't play again, he's had a hell of a career.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. But you questioned Steve Ross's status quo won't do.
Oh, yeah. Well, go ahead.
Listen,
and hear it.
And I'm misquoting it. I'm misquoting it inaccurately, okay?
Thank you.
Because the statement is, however, continuity in leadership is not to be confused with an acceptance that the status quo is good enough. It's not won't do. That the status quo is good enough.
Okay.
We will have a hard look at where we've fallen short and make the necessary changes to deliver the ultimate goal of building and sustaining a winning team that competes for championships.
All right. Well, right now we just want to win. Hey, we got to go to break here. Marlins manager Clayton McCall is going to join us in just a second, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip, thanks for being with us, man. I really appreciate it. How you doing?
Joe, of course. I'm doing great, thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Hey, I enjoyed the heck out of that first five innings. Ryan Weathers, 99 miles an hour early on with nasty stuff. I know it got away, but you had to feel pretty good about the way he's pitching. Boy, he looked like big time last night.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all felt and had an inkling that this spring that Ryan had a chance to kind of be a potential breakout pitcher like in all of baseball. Left-handed, the type of velo he was showing, changeup, a couple breaking balls, and execution that he's shown. It's been great. We were able, get five more solid innings out of him last night, get his pitch count up a little higher. So we're going to continue to, build that up, his workload as we go. But it's exciting, the type of stuff and execution that he's shown in his first two starts this year.
Skip, there's so many different things to talk about sitting here as a junkie watching you guys. Jesus Sanchez, you put him in the leadoff. What was behind that about a week ago. It looked like about a week ago you made that change.
Yeah, when you know when Xavier, when he was going to be out for a little while, you know, Sanchez was hitting second most days versus right-handed pitching, and you know, really like him versus right. You know, he's historically performed well there, and you know, didn't really like see how, you know, like a clear-cut leadoff, you know, hitter. So you know, get Sanchez up there, get more opportunity in that spot, just kind of move, you know, a few other guys up behind him. And I don't know what would, you know, versus left-handed pitching, we probably, you know, would go a different route, you know, with who's in there, but it just felt like Sanchez, you know, he's got the, you know, the ability to impact and, you know, the presence, it's a different type of, you know, leadoff skill set, but I think too, he works good at bats, you know, and just felt like he would, you know, could give us a little spark in a different way.
You know, it's funny. I was so glad we kept him, you know, guys, and you guys had to trade a lot of guys, but I was really glad we kept him. He hits bombs. He can run. I mean, he just looks like he's so close to being a breakout player. His attitude, he just looks like he's got the kind of attitude you have with this young ball club right now. I was really glad. And that just leads me to this thing. Watching baseball for a long time, I can't remember, and it's killing me, a walk-off triple. Have you seen a lot of those, or am I just getting old and stupid?
No, you're not. I can't think of one either, you know, most – No, I have not, you know, it just doesn't come around much, whether guys just stop, you know, and the action's already happened or, yeah. You know, so yeah, walk-off triple is a rarity, but I'm glad I got a chance to see it in person on our side.
Yeah, no, listen, it seems like every time I have you, something crazy happens. I know there are two runs on and, so they got a trip. It wasn't a double. It wasn't a two run double. It was a two run triple. I went, all right, that sounded really good. Hey, Kyle Stowers, my gosh, one thing that's been consistent of all these young guys, I know you've said this more than once, for the guys that got off to a great start, they're going to figure you out. If they can find a little bit of a hole or an area to throw a pitch and make it difficult, but boy, they're having trouble getting this dude out. Kyle Stowers continues to make great contact and hitting .310, couple more hits again last night. What have you seen for the breakthrough for this guy?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think his bat speed's in like the top 20 of all of baseball, and you know he's got long levers, so you know he's got speed in his bat, and he's tightened up his swing. His move's a little tighter, so you know he's hit fastballs this year at an elite clip. So I mean, it's like you're able to hit velocity. The power that he's showing the other way is impressive, and he's not completely compromised on secondary stuff. Like he still hasn't, like he's doing it right. Like he's hitting the fastballs the other way for damage. And then you give yourself a chance to, you know, pull the secondary stuff, you know, or at least be able to have something left to kind of stay through it and give yourself a chance to have some length through the zone. So it's going to get some swing has improved and tightened up. And also like this guy is, you know, incredibly diligent with his work every day. He understands where people are going to go try to attack him and the holes that he's trying to cover up. And he's just trying to make them smaller. Right? Everybody's going to have holes. But if you can just tighten them up, be able to defend yourself in some places that you don't do as well in, and eventually, like, these guys do throw pitches in areas that you do well, and to be ready to fire at those.
Yeah. Hey, one of your young guys, and by the way, some of these trades have looked like potentially they really have a chance to work out, which is – one of the things everybody's hoping for. Augustin Ramirez got off to the great start, went on the West Coast, and it was like, okay, we knew this was probably going to be coming, but he's really kind of hung in there. I know he had bat him second the other night, and he had a home run. Six home runs on the season now. So you got a whole bunch of catcher. I think you got like 11 home runs now with the catcher position. How do you rotate everybody and still give him enough to keep his confidence and let him get better as one of your top prospects? Even though Hicks and Fortes have been so good.
Yeah, it's a really good problem to have. And Augustin is just, he's played so well. And we knew Augustin, you know, continue to stay up here and develop at the major league level. Like we believe and see him as a catcher. So, I, you know, love having the lineup because what he brings every day offensively, but also knowing that he's got to get back there and catch to develop. So, you know, he's getting two or three starts a week back there. You know, Nick is a terrific defender, you know, big home run last night. So, you know, trying to divvy most of that up between him and Augustin behind the plate. And then Liam has just been swinging the bat so great, you know, as well. And so, it's a good problem to have. I think they all kind of bring, you know, a little something different to our team that day. Maybe, you know, right-handed starting pitcher or left-handed starting pitcher, you know, potential maneuvers during the game that we can do. We've used Nick to pinch hit versus left some games. And so I think it'll work itself out and just try to continue to keep them all in the mix and ensure that, you know, particular Augustine and Liam's case that we're doing, you know, right by them from a development standpoint, but also we're trying to win a major league game every night.
Right. And the same time, I know you want all, you know, we kind of looked at all your prospects and we knew what you got from New York and Baltimore. And we're going, man, this is our future. This guy's got to. And so you want to give those guys enough work. But at the same time, if there's a better matchup for you, you're like you said, it's still about winning games. And the last thing you want to do is have guys come up and not playing at all and sitting there and getting a pinch hit from time to time and or DHing and not getting a chance to develop their full game. How difficult are those decisions night to night with such a young ball club?
I mean, they are, because you mentioned it. It's hard for me as I, you know, look at it to have someone sit and not play for a really extended amount of time. With where we're at, the youthfulness of the roster, the experience level, you know, so in some ways it's good. You're trying to keep guys fresh, but also trying to keep everyone in the mix. You know, it's hard when you don't play, you know, as often, and it's not regular playing time, especially when you're young. You know, it's really hard to hit major league pitching. So trying to keep some type of a rotation, keep some type of, you know, alternating going throughout the, you know, course of a week, 10-day period, a lot, you know, depending on the opposing pitcher and what their bullpen is like, and trying to be cognizant that, you know, we feel like, and we have a lot of confidence in the 13 position players. So, that's what I'm trying to do, is give us the best chance to win each night while also realizing we got to keep everyone involved and in the mix.
Clayton, I got to ask you, because you do have a unique situation you knew you were getting into, and that's a lot of young guys that have played a little bit in Major League Baseball, had a little bit of success, but man, it's a roller coaster ride. That friggin', because somebody figures you out like no other sport. They find out you got a hole in your swing to an area. They can get you with two pitches, or now he can't hit a breaking pitch, and you get a heavy dose, man. Word spreads like no other sport, man, about what you can and can't do in that damn game. Always wonder, like, when a guy gets in a little bit of a funk, you spend more time with him? Are you aware of it? You have some of your coaches spend time to make sure a guy doesn't get in a funk and start thinking, oh boy, I'm close to double or triple A right around the corner if this continues?
I mean, it's definitely a real thing. You mentioned this league is just unrelenting. The amount of information that people have on you now, there's less secrets. You know, as soon as you start to do well, we've seen, you know, Eric Wagaman was doing great for a bit, you know, with Augustine. You know, Stowers. And so as you start to do well, people pay attention, and then, okay, it's, you know, it's a bit of cat and mouse adjustments. But that's how you survive here and end up thriving, is the ability to, you know, make adjustments, learn what you're really good at, capitalize on that. And yeah, I mean, that's probably like most of our time is spent in that regard, is just checking on guys, like trying to get them back to a place where they feel like they're the most confident, you know, version of themselves. They can go out there that night and compete. Because, you know, right now it's hard for them to draw from experiences of, you know, having prolonged success at this level. So, you know, you feel like some days, man, am I ever going to be able to get a hit again? You know, or can I do this? And it's real and it's totally natural. But that also is with the veteran player too. They just know, at least they have something to go back to and go, okay, I've gone through this on multiple occasions. And, you know, go back to this and I'll get myself out of it. You know, our guys still are accumulating back of the baseball card type, you know, experiences. But yeah, that's the fun part too. You know, our staff, that's, you know, what we love to do is try to be there as a resource and just, you know, keep the compass pointed, you know, in the single direction.
I have really enjoyed watching this team. 6 walk-off wins so far. I think it's second in baseball, if I'm not mistaken, or it was. And the joy and those guys staying together and playing hard for each other and pumping each other up before a big at bat late in the game and the whole thing, it just got a completely different feel. And I listen, I know the record's not where you want it to be, and people are, oh, well, how are they? But is it what you thought it would be for your first year doing this, and kind of this is what you thought and you envisioned it would be?
Yes and no. I knew there was going to be a lot of things for me personally, just much different. Like just the day to day and the rhythm of that day. I think, you know, I came into it somewhat expecting how things were going to be.
Yeah.
But then when they're actually going through it, man, it's, you know, it's just a whole lot more, you know, and it's just it's a lot busier and different things on your plate than in the past. So, but I really enjoy that. And then as far as our group here, they've been an absolute pleasure. I mean, the amount of times that we've come back in games and even still lost, but they just continue to fight. And then, hey, the next day they've just been very resilient and come back and, like, you know, go up there because they want to win. I mean, they're, you know, it's not just about being in the major leagues. You know, it's like, I certainly want to be here. I want to improve. And also, like, you know, they want to win, and we are, you know, learning how to, you know, to do that. And so, I mean, like, the games are just,
yeah,
you know, the games are fun. Watching them compete is fun. Helping them grow and mature as young players is fun. And, you know, we're going to take our lumps like, you know, everyone else does during the course of a season, and continue to grow from that.
Hey, one last question before I go. We talk so much here on Talk Radio about rules and regulations of what coaches and managers – You have a couple fundamental rules when you break camp, like, hey guys, I'm not big on a lot of rules, but these are my three or four. Do you have a couple that you could share with us? Like, one, I'm guessing, is always on time for whatever it is, but could you share some of those with us?
I think one thing we talked about too is just like being a great teammate. And I think in a lot of ways that just goes and encompasses a whole lot. And like you said, being on time, well, being on time is just, that just means you're just respectful of someone else's time. You know, it's like by you being late, you're wasting a trainer's time, or you're wasting,
right,
you know,
oh, I'm with you,
coach's time.
Yeah.
So it's like if you're a great teammate, like think about how your actions are impacting, you know, other people. And I mean, really, like this league, like you're a grown up, like the choices you make are your choices. We're here to educate you. Right. Hopefully on, you know, making a choice we feel like is going to help you perform. But at the end of the day, you're going to make your own choice. I think we just, you know, kind of give them guidelines more, and yeah. I'm more just like, I think if you're a great teammate, then a lot of other things, you know, that come up, you know, take care of themselves.
Yeah. Good stuff. No, I got you, man. It's good stuff. Clayton, I really appreciate it, man. 1-10 start today, Cubs and Marlins, before you hit that West Coast again, get back out there, closer to where you were before out there in that beautiful area, but really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Okay, love being on. Thanks.
All right. Marlins manager Clayton McCauley.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.